had a chance to visit there with one of the all-time greats in our league, Troy Vinson, who now works in the league office and works primarily with player engagement. And good to see him, you know, visiting some of the teams in our league. In regards to our injuries, we're going to hold Mistral Raymond from this ball game, Joshua Robinson, Zendejo, and Marcus Shirelles. We're going to definitely hold those guys out from an injury standpoint. And it looks like most of our starters will be not playing in this ball game, although there may be a couple exceptions here or there. We're going to sit down and talk about that when I go back inside. But for the most part, we're going to hold most of those guys and let some of the guys that are fighting for positions get the majority of the play time and see if they can show that they deserve to be a part of our final 53. This is a tense time for a lot of players. Still trying to make our final roster, and for the coaches, you know, trying to get a good evaluation of our players in this final game. So should be a good contest. We've had a good short week of practice, so kind of looking forward to getting down there and playing this final preseason game.
Are there guys that you want to play or that you want to hold out, but you feel like you have to play because you're short with injuries?
It could possibly happen that way, Tim. There's a couple guys we really don't want to play unless there's an emergency that are going to be available, but we're hoping we don't have to put them in the game. So we'll see. Yeah.
How's Brandon look at right guard? Does he continue to solidify this week, or where is he at?
Yeah, I think, you know, as we speak, Mike, he's going to end up being our opening day starter. There's nothing that anyone else has done that could unseat him. You know, we haven't had Jeff out there, haven't had DeMarcus. We like what we've gotten out of Joe Berger. We like some of the things that Chris DeGear has done. Brandon, as we speak, is the guy.
Interviewed by a bunch of people there. Now, there's a guy that's kind of quietly stayed on this team for a long time. What are your impressions of him? You never get asked about him.
Chris Cooley? I like Chris. I mean, he's a good player. He's done a good job for us. He did a great job last week in our game against San Diego. He's, you know, consistently been a real good punter in our league. Glad he's on our team. I mean, he's become one of those guys who, in his own way, is a leader. Some of it because of his number of years in the league, and some of it because of the way he handles certain things. But I'm glad he's on our team.
Which starters are you looking at playing? Do you have a list of guys?
No, we're going to go through some of that and we'll go back inside as we determine how long we want guys to play and who we want to play.
With Marcus and Josh out, is this a big game for Jarius and maybe Reggie Jones for that return, Joe?
It is. I mean, we want to see both of those guys over the course of the game have a chance to return, and not only at the return position, but also at their positions on offense and defense. We want to be able to take a look at them in those areas as well. So it's a big game for the two of them for sure.
That's cool. He's kind of an outspoken guy, and from a position that usually isn't. How do you feel about that as a coach, just as a guy expressing his opinion as often as he does?
Now, when you say kind of, I know you've been facetious, but he, you know, he definitely has his opinion about things, and he tends to share those. But we've had some discussions, and for the most part, he's adhered to some of the things that we've talked about, and he's handled himself, you know, pretty well over time. Now, I don't want to speak too soon. I don't know what the next hot topic will be in our country that you know, has to be spoken about, but. For the most part, you know, we've been on the same page on some things, and we'll just have to see how things go forward. But he does a good job at his job, and that's important.
What's your plan at quarterback on Thursday night? Webb most of the first half, all the first half?
We're probably going to play Joe at least through the first quarter, and then we'll get Sage in there, and then and probably in the second half, we'll the plan right now is probably to spend more time with Bethel, just giving him more opportunities to show what he's capable of doing. But we kind of feel like we know where Joe's kind of is at this point. Sage, with all the years of experience that he has, we kind of think we have a pretty good feel for where he is. But we need to get a better feel for Bethel. And so we're going to give him the majority of the play time.
Can he play himself onto the top three if he plays well?
No. I mean, the door's not shut. You know, you'd like to see how he does. He's done a good job in practices through the preseason. So I'd like to see how he does again in a game situation. We were told by the league that he can still be around the building. He just can't participate in our practices, so he doesn't have to leave. Our team. He just can't participate in the things that we're doing.
No meetings.
He can come to the meetings. He can't practice. He can he can't work out with the guys. He can't be in the weight room working out with them, but he can get with Tom Canavan and do things, you know, alone. But he doesn't have to lead a building.
Les, how do you see the receiver rotation going on Thursday night, and how do you feel about that group going into the season without Jerome those first 3 weeks?
Well, we're going to end up playing Steven and Jarius, you know, quite a bit. We want to get Devin a lot of snaps as well, or Roachman do. We want to see more of him. And the other guy that we'll probably take a look at is Arsenal. We want to see him again. I don't know how much we'll play Michael Jenkins, if at all, depending on what happens with the other four guys. But those four will get the brunt of the work. We really need to get more tape on them and more an evaluation. As far as going into the season, I like to see in this game, I don't know how many starters Houston's going to play on defense, but I'd love to see, all of us would love to see one of those guys make some big plays for us down the field or beat man coverage. Houston plays a lot of man coverage, so that would be good to see if we can find someone who can show that they can separate and win some one-on-ones. And maybe between those four that are playing, we'll find that.
So there still are some pretty big decisions that have to be made with that group, and so this is a big game for them.
It's a big game. We're trying to determine depth along with, you know, who's going to line up opposite person that first game. So, yeah, it's a big game. And whether or not, you know, do we need to look outside of what we have to try to find someone to give us help.
Plan to keep five plus Jerome at that position?
That's more than likely the way we'd go, more than likely.
Any clarity after talking to Peterson yesterday? I know you're excited to get a chance to see how he responded.
He felt pretty good. He woke up this morning, felt pretty good about it. I was glad he had a chance to experience a little contact, but no worse for the wear. Felt pretty good, so it's encouraging. So, all right, thank you guys.
Thanks. All right.